Welcome to a Questions from the Closet bonus episode. Today we are doing Thanksgiving hot takes.
Yeah, because it's the week of Thanksgiving. You know, Friends, the show, not the concept of people who love each other who aren't family. They did a Thanksgiving episode every season. So,
which one was your favorite?
Probably the one where was it Chandler was in a box or Joey was in a box?
Too soon.
Okay.
Dang it. That was going to be my first hot take. It's too soon to talk about this.
Or the one where Monica had the turkey on her head to apologize to Chandler and then she danced. No, was that Joey? Anyway, no, it's Monica. Anyway.
Do you like Friends more or Thanksgiving more?
I like Friends more than Thanksgiving.
So you're not a Thanksgiving fan?
It's not that I'm not like a Thanksgiving hater. I'm just not, it's just not my favorite holiday.
Silence is violence.
I feel
hate Thanksgiving.
But also, we're joined by sound guy Mike today.
Hello, I'm here. So here's an interesting question then. If we're not Thanksgiving lovers, does that mean that we're ungrateful?
No, I love giving thanks. I don't like Thanksgiving.
Yeah?
As a holiday, it's not my cup of turkey.
Is that your cranberry sauce?
It's not my cranberry sauce. I do actually like cranberry sauce.
There you go.
But do you want to hear the reasons I don't like Thanksgiving?
Yes.
And the reasons I do?
Yes. Okay. The whole point of the episode.
Things I don't like about Thanksgiving are the like communal food aspect of it.
Because you hate sharing food.
Yes. Well, I don't like eating things. It's hard for me to eat something that I don't know where it came from. Uh-huh. Or the kitchen. And so growing up, we would have these like big like multi-generation, extended family, third, fourth, fifth cousins, like, gatherings.
Because you're related to all of Willard, Missouri.
Yeah, and I didn't know what was safe to eat because I didn't know the people. Mm. And it scared me. It freaked me out because of germs.
That's true. That's fair.
Okay.
And in a post-COVID world, it's even worse now because everyone's aware.
In a post-COVID world, I get away with more, though, because people aren't as offended if I don't want to, like, shake their hand. Or
that's true.
Eat their food.
That's fair.
So
yeah. Well, my issue is also food related. I just don't love most Thanksgiving foods.
You don't love typical American meal.
No,
American meal is steak and potatoes, not turkey and stuffing.
Well, here's the thing. So when I lived in Washington, we would have Sunday dinner every Sunday, like as a family. Uh-huh. And then Thanksgiving was the same people. It was just on a Thursday with a set menu. And then we would...
With worse food.
And then we would not have Sunday dinner because we'd already gotten together. And so I was like...
Thank you. That is what Thanksgiving is to me.
Well, I will tell you this. I feel a little bit more neutral about Thanksgiving. I think I like it as much as Friends. However, there are some food items that I cannot stand, and this is going to get me in hot water. I know. This is already a hot take.
Oh, no.
Sweet potatoes.
I ate sweet potato for lunch today.
I am not a sweet potato person. It's one of those things. So, funny story, actually. When I came out to my family, I wrote a letter to all of my siblings. And, of course, I had in there the obligatory, and I'm still just the same Mike. And, like, the example that I used is every year... I will want to like the sweet potatoes. I will try the sweet potatoes, and I will continue to hate the sweet potatoes.
I made sweet potatoes for Ryan and me for dinner last night. I ate the leftovers today for lunch. And I baked them, and he was like, why did you bake them? You should have, like, whatever he does to sweet potatoes. And anyway, he's like, these taste like peanut butter. And I was like, actually, you're right. So think about that when Thanksgiving comes around.
Great.
We didn't have marshmallows. It wasn't like a sweet potato. It was like a savory one.
I'm not a fan of that. But can I tell you about one of my best Thanksgivings?
I still want to talk about things I don't like.
Oh, great.
Is that okay?
Yeah, let's complain.
Continue hating.
It's
let's go.
It's just a worse Christmas dinner. Too close to Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's true.
And what's so great about Thursdays?
Thursday you get to lose all your gym progress, you get to feel gluttonous, and you get to sleep the day away.
I always feel sick. I do like the pies, but another bad thing about Thanksgiving is by the time you get to the pies, you're already too full and you can't enjoy them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all the men, oh, this is what I don't like about Thanksgiving. The men watch football while the women and the gay, me typically, do all the cleanup and prep. I'm like, hello. It feels like a sexist holiday.
Maybe that's
just the
maybe
circles
that's
that
why
I
am okay with it, because football was never part of Thanksgiving for my family.
Oh my gosh, the football like is Thanksgiving. I'm like, everyone just like has gluttoned and is watching TV and like yelling at the screen while I'm like scrubbing dishes with the ladies. There's some good gossip though. That's I guess that's one thing I do like.
There's some good tea.
Okay. Some other things I don't like about Thanksgiving, the general like brown theme, it's just not, it's not giving. It's Thanksgiving, but it's not giving.
It isn't giving Thanksgiving.
It's giving, it's, it does give late November. It's like all the worst parts of fall before it gets pretty to winter. You know, like there's no vibrance.
Yeah, well, and like Canadian Thanksgiving is during actual harvest time.
See, that's nice. So. I do love a harvest. Mm-hmm. Here's the things I do like about Thanksgiving.
Okay.
The colonial shoes.
Okay.
Do you wear colonial shoes?
No, but just like the image of like the little buckle with the high heel.
Yeah.
And the men wear the tight pants.
Great.
Those are fun shoes. The cornucopia. Love a cornucopia.
Yeah, that's like exciting. In the Hunger Games.
Not, you know, that one.
I don't think I've ever seen a real life cornucopia in my life.
I don't think I have either.
Was it, is it made of something traditionally?
I always assumed it was just like a wicker thing that you put food in. Yeah, me too.
We're going to have to get on this. Yeah, maybe I could like Thanksgiving. Out. Maybe I should just fill it with more of the things I like. Colonial shoes and cornucopias. I also love making a turkey out of my hand and tracing it.
Yeah.
That's very exciting.
That is the thing to do. Black Friday.
That stresses me out.
I'm not a fan.
Commercial.
Here's the thing. Black Friday is the most stressful thing in the world. But for someone who loves a deal, it's fantastic. You love tech.
You're techie.
And it is a tech sale plethora.
You want to get the plasma TV for like $20.
Oh, it makes me feel like Thanksgiving is like a ruse. It's like just a clever ruse. And also, I felt like there's been a lot of misinformation about like the colonial period and like what Thanksgiving actually is. And so learning some of that kind of put a damper on it a little bit for me.
I wanted to take a dark turn.
Yes.
Well, here's what I like about Thanksgiving. Okay. I go to Tucson most Thanksgivings, and it's great. It's like 75 degrees. It's sunny. My friends are there. They have time off. It's a great time. It's a wonderful time to be in Arizona. I'd highly recommend it.
Actually, that is the perfect time to go to Arizona.
Uh-huh. It's great. Because
August, you hate your life. November, it's a great escape.
Yes.
Okay.
It's wonderful. And I do just like gathering with people and being with people, so that's fun.
Yeah, it's just like the lesser of the gatherings that surround it, I think. It's too close to Christmas, and people have their Christmas decorations up. And I'm like, this is just like, I don't know.
I think it'd be nice if Thanksgiving had more of like a cultural identity, like if there were like Thanksgiving songs.
Well, there are.
Like really? Good Thanksgiving songs?
There's like those like... I was going to sing, I can't remember. I'm in the ward choir, but I can't remember what I'm supposed to sing next week. It's one of the ones about giving thanks. Yeah. And there's because I have been given much.
Which is my favorite hymn.
That's a beautiful hymn.
It is great.
So conceptually, love it. Commercially, some of it. The Macy's Day Parade, it's not that exciting. It's just on TV.
I do feel like it used to be a lot bigger deal, like in the like 70s and 80s maybe, but like I don't know. Kind of lost its luster.
I do like running. I love a turkey trot. Mm-hmm. I did cross country. Mm-hmm. There's something fun about waking up early to do a race that you don't want to do. Uh-huh. I don't like that.
You did not do a good job of selling that, Charlie.
I feel like, as I'm talking about this, I feel like I could be in one of two camps. Like, if someone gave me a really good pro Thanksgiving argument and they were like, gratitude and like American hymns and I don't know, pie, I could be like, okay, I'm down with it. But then the same person could just give me a really bad, like, why Thanksgiving sucks. Then I'd be like, yeah, I'm ambivalent about Thanksgiving.
Well, to be fair, for a lot of people, Thanksgiving kind of doesn't exist, which we've kind of alluded to.
It's an American holiday.
Yeah. I mean, well, I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's true. That is, it's really just an American holiday. But where I was going with that is like, you know, Halloween starts in August. Christmas starts like, you know, October 28th, and Thanksgiving is gone. I mean, if you look in stores, that's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, I went to Bath and Body Works today to get some new hand soap, and 2/3 of it was already Christmas scented. Where's the turkey scented soap? Where's the stuffing soap?
I would love a good apple pie soap. That one I could go for.
Do you like?
Okay.
Stuffing?
I do love stuffing. Yes. I really do, actually. But I just wanted to get this cactus blossom scent soap, and they didn't have it because of all their stupid Christmas stuff.
Christmas?
Sorry.
Excuse me.
Did anyone hear that?
Okay, that is my favorite holiday.
It's just too much Christmas, too many Christmas scents.
Well, I will say this. In defense of Thanksgiving, it is a day off of work, and you get to spend time with your family for no apparent reason.
A lot of times, though, Thanksgiving brings together a lot of weird extended family.
That can be true.
Political arguments. I feel like there's always a fight at the dinner table. That's another knock.
Yeah.
Do you want to know a fun Thanksgiving story?
Sure.
I started in my Instagram account on a Thanksgiving.
That makes sense. Because it's just a lazy day. Yeah. What am
I going to do? Yeah, my friend Allison was like, Ben, why do you have an Instagram? I was like, I got a Facebook. She's like, you should start it right now. And then I did. I was like, so how do you add friends? She's like, oh, Ben.
And here you are, the Instagram extraordinaire.
That could be a similarity and difference.
What?
I'll tell you later because I think I want to use it.
Okay.
Good. Noted. Great. You heard it here first.
So, Mike, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Honestly, my family doesn't plan anything ahead. So literally today is when the family group thread lit up. And my mom said that she's going to host whoever wants to be there. And I think like four of my siblings are going to be there.
Four of the 12?
There's seven of us, but close. And we're all just going to bring food. One thing I'm particularly excited about is there are a few bakers in my family that are like actually phenomenal bakers.
Nice.
And so the pie game is going to be off the hook. We will probably, if it's anything like last year, we'll probably have like at least six or seven pies. And I am ready for that.
I would appreciate a more structured Thanksgiving. Like, another thing that's weird is why are we eating dinner at 3 p.m.?
We're doing it at noon. Then,
yeah, like, and then it's like, 6, 7, 8, and I'm like, I'm hungry, I want dinner.
Then you have another piece of pie.
Yeah, that is nice. But if there's more structure, I feel like in my circles, we always eat the pie too soon. Mm-hmm. I would like 4 hours between the pie.
Yeah.
Is that how you do it? Or you just go right after?
We go right after. But then you graze for the rest of the day.
See, that's kind of nice.
You just get the leftovers. You can, you know, have the ham. Personally, I'm not a turkey person. It's all about the ham for me.
I do love the basting, though. That's exciting. Oh. The giant eyedropper. Mm-hmm. Just stick it in the turkey. That's fun.
You know, some of my favorites actually were the deep fried turkeys. For a while, my family got into that with like the giant thing of oil. That is a terrifying experience, and it can go horribly wrong and has gone horribly wrong in my family, but it is exciting.
Ben, will you do something for me this Thanksgiving?
I promise 100% without even knowing what it's going to be.
Wow.
Will you dress up like a pilgrim for
me? No, because I don't like dressing up, and you know that.
Because if you dressed up like a pilgrim and came to my Thanksgiving dinner, I would be so elated.
Okay, tell you what. If you get me a pilgrim costume, I will wear that for Thanksgiving.
The little buckles shoes.
If you give me so cute. If you get me a pilgrim costume, I will wear it for Thanksgiving.
I feel like if you were wearing that, you'd like accuse me of being a witch or something.
Of course I would. But yeah, I will wear a costume if you get it for me. In Tucson one year, because I go there for Thanksgiving, there was a cactus that they dressed up like a turkey. It was amazing. So if a cactus can dress up like a turkey, I can dress up like a pilgrim. Mm. But I will not get the costume because I don't like dressing up.
My best Thanksgiving ever. For a while, I was boycotting Thanksgiving. And basically for the last 6 years, I've always traveled internationally because it just like just ran away and flights are always cheap because everyone wants to be home. But I was in Florence with my two best friends and we had dinner on like the river at this nice place. And somehow it was kind of cheap, even though it was really good food, The best spot. And there was no one around. And I was like, I am thankful for this.
Now I got to do that too. Come on, you can't top that.
That's better than a cornucopia.
Better.
So my favorite Thanksgiving meal was at my sister-in-law's parents' house in Iowa, and they had a Mexican Thanksgiving. So they had pumpkin empanadas and turkey enchiladas, and I don't remember what else, but it was all like
that's interesting. It's like a little bit more thematic.
Yeah, it was like Mexican themed with traditional flavors.
As we're talking, I think I could really love Thanksgiving with the right spin. Mm-hmm. It's just been bland for many years for me.
And like even turkey.
Exactly. It's like, it's not as flavorful. It's not as colorful. It doesn't have a strong identity. It's very like basic.
I will say, you know, kind of ironically, me being the one among us who's okay with Thanksgiving, I don't think I really have one in my mind that's like the most amazing Thanksgiving ever. I don't really have a story that sticks out to me.
As we're having this conversation, I'm kind of down. Maybe I'm just hungry because I haven't eaten dinner yet tonight.
Sure, I'll really make you something.
But I'm like, okay, let's have like a typical Thanksgiving, see how it goes this time around. I'm an adult.
Just put a spin on it.
I'll eat too much and wash dishes and be annoyed at the football.
And spend time with your loved ones.
And see Ben dressed up like a pilgrim.
Hey, if you get me the costume, I'll wear it.
I don't know why, but every time you bring that up, I'm like thinking of like Santa Claus walking in on a like Christmas party. It's just like the Thanksgiving version of that.
See, now that's fun. It needs flair. Watch and wait, everyone. Next year, I'm going to plan Thanksgiving and it's going to have flair.
Okay, I'm down.
Well, let us know if you like Thanksgiving in the comments.
And happy Thanksgiving to those who celebrate.
Happy Thanksgiving.